はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ハンボルト。ヨシです。
ちぐさです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 139. As always, brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Today, Yoshi-san's special location. Now, if you didn't catch the location, I gotta admit, this one's quite tough, and it comes from the mind of our one and only Yoshi-san. Yoshi-san, isn't there someone else you wanted to say hello to too? That has to do with this location?
おはよう、ノーラ。
Okay, now if you want to know what's going on, you're going to have to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Yoshi-san's going to comment and tell you what exactly is going on. But it's all connected, we can assure you that. Now, for today's lesson, we're going to work on the sentence ending particle shi. We covered this previously, and it caused some confusion. What we're going to do today is take today's lesson to focus on it. Very useful, especially in spoken Japanese.With that said, as always, we're going to give you the conversation once. One time, normal speed. Normal native speaking speed. Second time, we're going to give it to you nice and slow. Third time, same conversation, normal native speed with the translation. Then what we're going to do is break down the conversation. In today's conversation, Chigusa is going to try and get out of her cell phone contract. So, with that said, let's listen to today's conversation. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。番号カードをお取りください。
63番の方。解約をお願いします。
解約ですか？ご不満の点がありましたか？
電話はあまり使わないし、基本料金は高いし。
はい、かしこまりました。少々お待ちください。はい、ここにサインしてください。はい、手続きを完了しました。
どうもありがとうございました。
One more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。いらっしゃいませ。番号カードをお取りください。
63番の方、解約をお願いします。
解約ですか？ご不満の点がありましたか？
電話はあまり使わないし、基本料金は高いし。
はい。かしこまりました。少々お待ちください。はい、ここにサインしてください。はい、手続きを完了しました。
どうもありがとうございました。
いらっしゃいませ。番号カードをお取りください。
Welcome. Please take a number.
63番の方。
Number 63.
解約をお願いします。
Please cancel my contract.
解約ですか?
Cancel your contract.
ご不満の点がありましたか?
Were you unsatisfied with something?
電話はあまり使わないし。
I don't use the phone much, and
基本料金は高いし。
The basic charge is high.
はい、かしこまりました。
I understand.
少々お待ちください。
Please wait just a moment.
はい、ここにサインしてください。
Please sign here.
はい、手続きを完了しました。
Okay, your paperwork is all done.
どうもありがとうございました。
Thank you so much. Okay, very real life and practical situation, especially for someone living in Japan with a cell phone contract. Chigusa-san, does this conversation sound familiar?
Yes, I've done it before once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did it go a lot like this?
Yeah, quite so.
Really?
They
let you go that easy? They always have something. There's usually a few more lines right after...Were you unsatisfied with something? Usually a few more things follow, and reluctantly they let you go, but...、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, lots of vocab in there, and we want to go through the conversation. So, what we're going to do now is talk about the vocab. Chigusa-san, first word.
番号カード
Number card. Number ticket. And it's the little number you pull while you're waiting.
番号カード番号カード
Not only at the cell phone shop, but also at the bank.Are the two that come to mind in Japan. In the US, it's the bakery. You go into the bakery, you take the number, and you wait. Yoshi-san, any other places can you think of?
Post office?
There it is. Now, is that with the letters or with the financial side?
I think it depends on the post office, how big and how crowded they get. But I think both.
Okay. Chigusa-san, any other places?
Hospitals?
Yeah, you go in, put your card in. Depending on what specialist you're going to see, you get a number. And you wait out there. So it's quite common to see this 番号カード. Okay, next we have
解約.
Cancellation of a contract.
解約. 解約.
The opposite of cancellation is to sign a contract, which is
契約.
So with 解約 and 契約, one character stays the same. That's 約. And just the first character changes. Okay, next.
不満.
Dissatisfaction. Discontent.
不満.
What's the opposite of 不満?
満足.
Satisfaction. Again, both words share one character. That is
満.
Next we have
基本.
Standard. Basis.
基本. 基本.
Then we have
料金.
Fee. Charge.
料金. 料金.
Now, we put them together, we get
基本料金.
Basic charge. This is used not only with cell phones, but with yourself.
Anything you can get billed with?
Yeah, pretty much anything that has a contract. Gas, water, electric. So that's like a basic monthly fee. So any service that has a standard fee and increases with usage. So it's used in many other kinds of things too. For example, my cable bill. I have a standard cable bill, but if I want to add a movie or something, then it goes up. So lots of other places this is seen. 基本料金. Next we have.
Sign.
Signature.
Sign. Sign.
Now let's make this into a verb.
Sign する.
All you do is add する. Now, you'll often hear someone ask you to sign. So Chikusu-san, how would someone ask you to sign?
Sign してください.
Yeah, when something's delivered to your place, or if you sign up for something. When I first came to Japan, it was very problematic. I wasn't living in Tokyo, and I needed a hanko, a stamp, for most things. But in Tokyo, and nowadays, like, it's kind of modernized, a sign is good enough for most everything. Something comes, just sign. But I think the bank is still a problem. Okay, now that we covered that, let's take a look at today's conversation. Yoshi-san, first line.
いらっしゃいませ.
Welcome, very straightforward. We go over this one over and over.
番号カードをお取りください。
Now, what we'd like to point out about this sentence is the polite way to say please. Now, we've taught you 取ってください, please take. But Yoshi-san, what do we hear in this sentence?
お取りください。
Now, the next level of politeness is not the te form plus ください, but it's actually using the prefix お followed by the verb. So, let's take a look at the base verb here. What's the verb, Yoshi-san?
取る。
So what we do here is we take the prefix o, we add it to the verb, and the final ru becomes ri. So it's almost like from the u column, you go to the e column. Now, if we give you another example, and it's in the dialogue, and you hear it all the time, it's actually a construction that you're probably more familiar with, even if you're a newbie, even if you're just new to the language. Chigusa-san, you know a phrase I'm talking about, right?
お待ちください.
What verb is this based on?
待つ.
Again, we have tsu in the u column. You go from the u column to the e column. Tsu becomes
chi.
So matsu's tsu becomes
chi.
And we add the prefix
o.
Omachi kudasai. Otori kudasai. Now, this doesn't work for all the verbs. There's a little more to this. Again, all we're doing here is just introducing you to it. We want to get your feet wet. Okay, there's more to it. But you will hear this construction in extremely polite Japanese, and as Chigusa-san is speaking to the customer, it's very polite Japanese. Okay, next we have more polite Japanese coming at you. The machine says, Chigusa-san?
63番の方.
Okay, so we have the number, number 63, 63番の, and we have
方,
which is a polite way to say
人.
It just elevates the person you're speaking about. And again, as a business is speaking about a customer, again, it's the customer holding this number, they want to elevate that person, more polite to that person. So you hear this word, kata, which means hito. Okay, then we have.
解約をお願いします.
Okay, the point of this sentence is, there's an object marker wo in between 解約 and お願いします. Okay, you may have not picked it up the first few times through, but there is wo in there. There is that object marker. Following this, we have
解約ですか?
Cancellation. Again, just repeating it back. Very straightforward here, followed by...
ご不満の点がありましたか?
Okay, first let's take a look at 不満. We have here the prefix...
ご.
Now, Yoshi-san, why would we do this? Or, not we, but why in Japanese do we add the prefix ご?
Just to be polite?
Exactly. There's お and there's also ご. You'll become more and more familiar with the difference between them. For example, it's ご家族. Certain words take ご, certain words take お. This is something you get through familiarity. Okay? But we're going to get you there. Don't worry about this. Okay? So we have ご不満の点, literally translated, unsatisfied point.
がありましたか?
There is, and the intonation showing this question. So literally, unsatisfied point, there is. Now we have to interpret. And when we interpret, it becomes, is there? Again, we start from the back. Is there something? Is there a point? Is there something you're unsatisfied with? And the answer to this was...
電話はあまり使わないし、基本料金は高いし。
Couple points here. First, Chigusa-san, what kind of Japanese are you using?
Informal.
And it works here because, again, the customer's always right. And in Japanese, it's taken to a whole nother level. You can use informal Japanese when speaking to a business. But Chigusa-san, would it be the other way around? Would a business speak to you in informal Japanese?
Never.
Yeah, at least reputable businesses won't. Now again, it's very standard business. We're not saying if you go to the countryside, you go into a small ramen shop, they may speak very informal Japanese to you. That's perfectly all right because it's kind of that closeness and that it's a very different feel to it. But in very straightforward, reputable businesses, especially in the big cities, most where you'll come in contact with, it's very standard to use extremely polite Japanese and informal Japanese would not be used. Okay, second point is we end the sentence with shi. Denwa wa amari tsukawanai shi. Now, without the shi at the end of the sentence, it just means I don't use the phone much. But when we add this in, I don't use the phone much and there's other reasons. And even though we follow up with the next sentence, 基本料金は高いし, even though we followed up with another reason, it's very common to add these shes when you're giving multiple reasons. Because I don't use the phone much, and the basic plan's expensive, and there are more reasons. Whether it be using a computer more and more now to communicate, chatting, whatever, there's more reasons than said. Okay? So, more about this inside the PDF. Now, we're going to have to stop here. There's a few more things we didn't cover, but they'll also have a write-up inside the PDF. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. Check out the PDF plus inside the Learning Center. Lots of things to bring it all together. All right, that's going to do for today.
またね。
またね。